The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, so we got one World Series game in the books and a lot to get to today. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday.
Woo!
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, carrier pigeon, smoke signals, however you get in touch with the show, put odds on it. What are the odds we're gonna have some fun today?
I would guess percent 1,000. I don't know for sure.
I feel pretty good about it.
Okay,
I'm gonna leave. You know, I'll go 99.99 just in case. But I feel pretty good about today's show.
All right. Well, good.
I'm in a real good mood today. Ready to rock and roll. Ready to do some What Are the Odds? It's all good, man.
Did you watch a baseball game last night?
I watched a little of it.
I watched a whole baseball game.
Really?
I think one of the maybe the fourth or fifth that I've watched all year, a full game.
Well, let me ask. Is that because you invested in the Indians?
Partly, I would say. Partly because it's the World Series.
That bet looks a lot better today, too.
Boy, doesn't it. Because I bet it's about even money now.
It had to have gone down.
I mean, I don't know what you could get the series at, but I guess it's even.
I have some very interesting stats for you here in a little bit on just how good you should feel about that bet.
Okay.
Based on game one winners of World Series and game seven series. So, I watched some of that. I watched some of the basketball.
Not to mention, I think I've got the better team.
You certainly, man, from a pitching perspective, and if you just kind of step back and look at it, the two teams that they shut down in the American League playoffs are two of the best offensive teams in all of baseball,
the
and they
hit.
Shut them down. So,
and they did it again yesterday. I'd feel a lot better if Carlos Carrasco were pitching Game Two tonight for the Indians. But that's the bad breaks that you go through.
And Andrew Miller actually looked somewhat human. And how many runs did he give up?
Zero.
Yeah. So,
that's when a guy gives up a couple hits. People are like, we're getting to him. Well, no,
not so fast there. But, I watched a little of that, watched some of the basketball and just kind of chilled last night.
Netflix and chill?
No, I did not do any Netflixing.
Mm,
I didn't watch anything. I went to bed ridiculously early, like right after the game ended. And then I woke up and watched some of the basketball again.
Yeah.
And then went back to sleep and then got up and got caught up on Ash versus Evil Dead. And because I had one of those weird nights where I was asleep. And then for about an hour, and then I wake up again, stay up an hour, and then I just...
That never happens to me.
All night long, almost.
I only sleep.
And then I got up at, I think, 5. But, man, I'm in such a good mood today because
the Rockets start tonight.
Well, I'll be up for the Rockets tonight. I'll watch that.
You're super pumped about watching them play one of the worst teams in the league?
Yeah, because I know they'll start off 1-0.
That's good.
And
imagine if they don't. Oh, that'd be great.
I'm just curious to see what they're going to look like with the mustache coaching them.
I think one thing we can all agree on now, the Warriors pretty much suck. Everybody,
can we?
Anybody disagree?
Yeah.
Warriors are not going to get it together. They're not going to win 75 games. They're just a middle-of-the-road team, maybe a 5-6 seed.
One of the things I hate about ESPN and as much as I love Mike and Mike, they do this sometimes too, but First Take is the worst. Did you see the tweet First Take sent out?
No.
Because I don't follow them, but a whole bunch of other people retweeted it. They sent out a poll today. Do you know what the question was? Did Kevin Durant make the Warriors worse?
Oh, Lord.
after one game. That's the problem with our damn society, guys. Jeez.
I had people tweeting me at halftime of that game asking if I was okay because my Warriors were getting that work. And I said, well, maybe you've got me confused with someone else. I mean,
aren't there 81 more of these things? I get confused sometimes because
I like the Warriors. I like to watch them play. But I'm not like, I don't have team gear. I'm not a, I don't have a championship banner hanging in my garage or something like that. It doesn't bother me when teams win or lose, especially if I don't have any money on it. So, no, I wasn't too worked up about it. It was all right.
I kind of got one of those tweets about, boy, your Leafs look bad tonight. And I'm like, well, I did tell you to bet over 5.5, didn't I?
Yeah.
And, yeah, they scored 10 goals in the game. So
yeah, and how about...
that's what I was happy with.
How about aren't the Leafs bad every single year?
Exactly. I was like, I know they're bad.
What's the big deal?
They're getting better. They will be better 3 years from now. I'll be dead. But the reality is when they're down 3-0 in the first 5 minutes and I've got over 5.5 goals, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's not going to bother me.
Something tells me that by the end of the season, Klay Thompson will be shooting better than 1 of 6 from 3 points. I think his percentages will go up.
You think?
I'm guessing Steph will shoot better than 3 of 10.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. He might be done.
Yeah.
It might have all caught up to him.
I think they're going to be okay. I think that said, I think the Spurs are really good. And I think maybe the guy who was talking smack to me is a Spurs fan.
That's okay. If you're a Spurs fan, you should be happy.
This is where it gets murky because I also like the Spurs. It was really weird for me.
You can't like one.
When you're a true fan, you have to hate the other team.
That's life.
Yeah.
Come on, AJ. You know that.
Fred, you've worked with me long enough to know that I am not a quote true fan. So I like teams that I enjoy watching, teams that I think play good basketball or football or whatever it is, teams that are enjoyable for me to watch. And I don't like teams that do the opposite. And it has nothing to do with what city they're from or what color shirts they wear. I don't really care. So, because I know people are already, I'm not a Rockets fan is what I hear all the time, which is funny. Because I grew up a Rockets fan. Like back when I used to be a true fan, I was a Rockets fan. But then the Rockets got a team to put together of just completely unlikable characters and drove me away from that product. So my true fandom no longer exists, which, furthers the point that I'm not a true fan.
Yeah, people like to bring you down, AJ.
They do. I don't care.
Yeah, that's a thing.
We've got... A big show today, guys. I've got something that we're going to have to discuss. And Fred, I am about equal opportunity. I think this show is, this show has a lot of listeners from all backgrounds, from all races. Fred, you are Iranian. Jong is Japanese.
You need to correct that. That is, I'm not Iranian.
You are Syrian. Jong is Japanese. Jong is Korean.
Yeah, just if you're gonna do this, just get it accurate.
And I'm American. And we all come in this show.
Well, you're a skinhead.
We all come in here every day and do the show together and get along gleefully and peacefully. And after every show, we have a prayer circle and we go on our way. But I know that our listenership is equally as diverse. Which means I think we have a lot of, as Trump would call them, the African-American listeners. We have a lot of Hispanic listeners, or the Latins, as Trump would call them.
Yes.
And we have a lot of the whites.
Well, you left out the Asians.
I don't think we have that many Asians who listen.
Oh, they all listen because of John.
I think we do.
Do we?
He's a star.
Like your boys listen?
My friends listen.
Because Asians only hang out with other Asians. That's the rule if you're going to be an Asian. You only hang out with other Asians. So John would know.
Well, maybe it's because of the areas that I do hang out in. I'll go to Bel Air and whatnot to eat.
Oh, are Signals junkie there, you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that I run into people that listen to the show and love the show.
Oh, okay.
And As a matter of fact, last Friday we went to MF Sushi downtown, and one of the I think one of the servers, his name was Thomas. He, after we ate, politely tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, are you John?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "I love listening to your show. You guys are crazy, but I listen every day driving into work."
Did he say it with like a heavy Asian accent?
No, no.
It was, so he's pretty Americanized.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't a Granado like, ooh.
I want more of those. I want more of that.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of those. Getting that. No, yeah. I don't think you're going to get a lot of those.
Well, I want, this is the, this is why I, what I'm getting to, Fred. Today, and some days we lean on Jong. Some days we lean on Fred when we want the Syrian angle. Some days we lean on me. Today, I want to lean on the African-American listeners of the Blitz. We need to have a real talk.
Now, wait, I want to clarify something here. Just African-Americans, or what about black guys from, say, Jamaica? Can they weigh in on this? Because they're not technically African-Americans.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're
that's
clear.
That's good, too. All of you know that I am a friend of the black man. All of you know that I created the game Black Jeopardy long before the white man at Saturday Night Live stole it from us, which they did. It was my game. But I am asking you, the black listener of the Blitz, the black blitzer, I'm going to need you today. We've got a topic that we're going to broach maybe in the next segment. That
honestly, I think this is a 6 o'clock topic.
A 6 o'clock?
Yeah, there's kids still in the car at 4 o'clock. My opinion. Oh, but we can do it whenever you want. We can do it whenever you want. But
you haven't told me about this, so I'm gonna, during the break, I'll see what your idea is.
What I tell people all the time, don't let your kids listen to this show.
I'm just saying that's one of the reasons why we always kind of push the really wild, bizarre, off the wall stuff.
This doesn't
back.
Seem wild or bizarre to me. This is just a cultural thing that I want to get to. I want to address
that is going to become wild or bizarre. But we can do it whenever you want.
How about 5:30?
Okay, I can wait till 5:30.
Well, it'll accomplish a couple things: get people to listen longer, and that,
like a radio tease.
Yeah,
yeah, see, yeah. He's thinking of this from a radio perspective.
And more of a, you know, TSL kind of thing where we want them to tune in at the peak of our show.
We get all those numbers and stuff. When do we have the most black listeners?
I don't think.
Which hour?
I don't think the number breaks down that detailed.
What?
It shows you percentage of listeners.
But it does say we are a favorite amongst black audiences, right?
You could say that.
Like, we're not like a hip-hop station popular, but we're way, we do better with the black man than like 610 or 790, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And minority-wise, we do better than they do.
We are friends to the urban underground. That's what we are. All right. I'll wait till 5:30.
Okay.
So
I don't want to forget the angry old white man in this,
I implore
though.
My black listeners, please, at 5:30, I will need you. I will call upon you, and I will need you. It's like putting the bat signal in the air, Fred. The black signal I'm putting up in the air at 5:30. And if you want black man comics or Batman comics, where could I get them?
Well, I'll tell you, but honestly, we should do 5:15 because I don't think this is something that's going to last one segment.
Oh, okay.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
this is a multi-segment deal.
Yeah, and then what we're about to do now is all show.
Exactly. All show long, you tweet at Degenerates975, pick a superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend games. Can be anybody you want. Can be Corey Kluber from last night. Tweet what was the reason for their superpower that made them the superhero or supervillain. And at the end of the show, Jong is going to pick a winner from all your tweets. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to tweet it at Degenerates975. You're going to tag it Bedrock City Comics, and we'll mention this a couple times during the show, but start hitting him up. Here's what you're going to win: a $25 gift card to Bedrock City Comic Company and a t-shirt. And, man, they have some cool t-shirts. We've got like 3 of them from there now. I'm going to go pick up a bunch more this week because I'm a dork. But you're going to win one and a gift card. How's that sound?
Sounds great. And this is your Super Villain of the Week.
This is your supervillain performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
How about a magic trick? Four-man rush, and the ball slips out of his hand. No whistle yet.
Ruling on the field is a fumble, recovered by the defense, and dropped at this point. It is Denver's ball.
Osweiler's return to Denver ends in defeat. You know, one-sided defeat at that.
That was your Supervillain Performance of the Week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Follow Bedrock City Comics on Twitter, at Bedrock City.
I'm guessing that was Brock Osweiler. Yeah.
Yes, the Supervillain of the Week is Brock Osweiler. Thank you.
Is he dressed as a gay cowboy?
He could be.
That would be his outfit. Yeah, the more I think about this, we ought to do it at 5, because I don't think this is a two-segment thing either.
Now I'm intrigued.
We
need to give it room to breathe.
Yeah, I think 5 o'clock. Fair enough?
Jong, you can come in here during the break. I'll explain the conversation.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN
97.5.
Track.
Oh man, I got a sweet tooth.
Can you dig it? This one's gonna be the root canal.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, John Thomas at MF Sushi said thanks for the shout-out.
There you go.
So, hey, I'm going to do my one shout-out. Friday night we went to China Garden, which you hear a lot of on Granato and Raheel show.
Wow.
Fantastic show that they have, and a great sponsor. And, man, if you haven't tried it yet, I'm just going to say you should really check out China Garden, because best egg rolls I've ever had, and that lemon chicken is through the roof. And we had a nice time, man. Got a chance to sit and chat with Carol for about an hour and have a great dinner. And, you know, it's if you're downtown near Toyota Center, you're going to a game, highly recommend it.
The number one show from 9 to 11 in Houston for 2 months.
Good for them. Good for them.
What else is on 9 to 11? Who are the other guys throwing out there?
I don't know. In the Loop, I think. The first hour of In the Loop.
Or last
that's
hour.
Or the last hour. No.
Oh, that In the Loop is the noon show. I don't keep up.
Yeah, it's the
that's
midday
John Lopez
show.
Now, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's at 10.
It used to be Dante Hall, and then he quit.
Yeah, he quit, apparently. Oh, I'm not going to say anything.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, well, that's good, man. It's a good show. Love those guys. I've said it many times. I wouldn't even be here if not for John Granato. So, and even though we like to make fun of each other a lot, it's because, you know, it's been busting each other's chops since I've known him. So that's great for them. All right.
Granato has had zero positive impact on my career. I just want to say that for the record.
Well, he taught me into doing radio.
No, not me.
I was going to, I wasn't going to do anything. I was just going to play poker for a year. And then my divorce settlement did not go the way I'd hoped, and I needed a job. And so I said, hey, come try and do radio. And so I started out doing a Sunday show right here in the studio with David Nuno, who's now gone on to be a big star at Channel 13. And the rest is almost history. So,
did you see when Joe Walsh, the Walsh Freedom guy, you know who I'm talking about? The guy that used to be a congressman.
Not the former Eagles guitarist?
No, a different Joe Walsh, like angry, hates Obama Joe Walsh.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound like the same guy I'm thinking of.
He tweeted, on November 8th, I'm voting for Trump. On November 9th, if Trump loses, I'm grabbing my musket. You in? That doesn't seem like a wise thing to tweet, does it?
No. Wasn't there a UT kid who got kicked off the team for tweeting something like that when Obama got elected? Got in a bunch of trouble or put it on Facebook?
I don't remember.
About, you know, there's a black man in the White House. Let's grab our rifles. Something like that.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
I think it was a center that played for UT.
Oh, boy.
Somebody remembers that. You can tell us who it was.
Lamont says after Dante Hall beat up Lopez, he quit. Did he really beat him up?
I don't know, man.
I don't know the real story behind that. I just figured he got tired of working with him.
I have not listened to anything over there.
If there was a real fight, that's gold.
That'd have been awesome. That I'd like to know about.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, yeah, tell us what happened there. I'm curious. I guess I should pay more attention to what's going on with the other guys, but I don't have time for all that, man. I got too much going on, website and everything else. So, can I give you your numbers?
I've got nothing going on. I just don't really like sports radio.
Well, that's all right. I used to
particularly bad sports radio. I just have no time for it.
Well, there'll be shows all I really listen to is if I'm in the car now, I'll listen to Our Guys, or I'm listening to Satellite, which more often than not is either music or the hockey channel.
Sports radio on Satellite is awful.
Yeah, there's a lot of yellers.
I think that's where all these guys go who. Like everybody who gets fired from local radio here, they end up going to Sirius and doing a sports show there.
There's a lot of yellers on there. And there's even one on the hockey channel that I just can't listen to. It's all cliches and it's all, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this? Oh, stop, please, man. All right. Can I give you these numbers that's going to make you feel better about your bet?
Okay.
First off, I thought Jason Stark was pretty good. I thought he was a pretty good writer. He kind of writes this like he's a frat boy. It's very weird. And the whole thing is why the Cubs are in more trouble than you might think, which, of course, is the classic overreaction. But he actually makes some pretty good points here. Over the past three decades, which 30 years, Dolder and Jong, almost every team that lost game one of the World Series has gone on to lose the series.
In the last how many years?
30.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good time.
Game one losers have lost the past 6, 12 of the last 13, 17 of the past 19, 19 of the past 22, and 24 of the past 28.
Oh, yes.
Going all the way back to 1997, the only two teams to lose game one and then win the series, 2009 Yankees, 2002 Angels. Then he goes into a bunch of the Cubs records in seven-game series when they lose the first game, which are kind of meaningless. Because the Cubs always lose series. But just on pure numbers alone, over the last 30 years, that plus 135 is looking pretty good. Just thought I would share that with you.
Thank you. I feel good about that.
You feel
plus
better
165.
Now? 165? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was 135.
No, 165.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's even better.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people, and I will say this. Normally, if your team loses and you start crying about officiating, I'm the first one to say you're an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, they're whining about the strike zone.
Strike zone.
Yeah.
I'll say this, though. I just think the Indians did a better job of framing pitches. You know, that catcher did a good job of taking bad pitches and moving his glove to make it look like they were good pitches. And that's part of a catcher's job.
The reason the yellers are on Satellite is to keep truckers awake.
Oh.
And 409 told me that did happen. And mentions his name, but don't give it out on air, which is fine. I won't. Says a good man, an unfortunate situation. He's a kid. He said something stupid. It happens. So,
does it say what his name was?
Yeah. I'm not going to say it though.
Oh, I want to know after.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air.
Because that would have been when I was there, huh?
I think it would have been. Yeah.
I don't know why I don't remember that. All right, guys. Two things you got to do this fall. You got to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival, and you got to get your carpets cleaned before the holidays. You can do both with one call right now to Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. 281 Dirt Free. Get three rooms of carpet clean for just $150, and it'll get you free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. The other guys, leave them behind too much water, leave them behind soapy residue, leave them behind unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That's never the case with Dirt Free. They're chemical free. They're using their patented super water, not tap water. They're using their van-powered units, and they do fantastic work without all the chemicals. For over 30 years, they've been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and you'll get three rooms of carpet cleaned for just $150, and they'll throw in free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival while supplies last. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I torture you. Take my hand through the flame. I torture you. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, yeah, I'm sorting through a very long text here about what actually happened over there. Find out if we could talk about that.
Why wouldn't we be able to talk about it?
Been a loyal listener for 6 years. I don't know who these guys you mentioned from other stations, who listens to AM radio nowadays. I don't either. I'm with you. I only listen to FM and satellite. That's it. A32 says, would be a different World Series if the team with the best record actually got home field advantage instead of having it awarded a team who won the All-Star game. Stupid rule. I think that's a stupid way to determine it, but I don't know that best record.
If the American League is way better, it's the same. Like an easier example would be in the NBA, where the Western Conference and Eastern Conference are clearly imbalanced. If the best Eastern Conference team has the better record, even though the Western Conference is a much tougher road to hoe, is it fair for that Eastern Conference team to get home court advantage? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know the best way to determine it, but I don't know that.
Would it be fair to rotate between?
Well,
AL
and that's
NL
what they did
year?
For the longest time. But does that really tell you anything any different? I mean, it's because you're talking about now. Maybe it's, well, even the interleague play isn't balanced. Yeah. I mean, you might have a team that's getting all the crap teams in the other side. Yep. You might be in a crap division. You have a terrific record, but you're not as good as those teams. And you know, it's a little early to start whining about that. You only lost one game, Cub fan. Don't. You know, I know those stats point against you, but it's also frat bro writing it, so. Don't get too down. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so if you have odds.
But this was a year where it mattered because these two teams had the two best records, home records in baseball. I mean, these are two teams that are very, very good at home.
Most years, one of the teams that comes out of there isn't the team with the best record.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. At least we got Jong, I know you're excited about the Rockets tonight, right?
I don't think I'm going to watch the whole game.
What? Why, you got a date?
No, it's the Lakers.
See, I actually planned my day so I could stay up and watch most of it. I actually took a nap today so that I would not go to sleep at 8:30 like an old man.
Is that what you've been doing?
Man, some nights I have. Well, usually, Monday night I couldn't because of the Texans. And I think that's why I had trouble sleeping last night because I was just whipped. And so I went to bed way too early and then, you know, just kept waking up and stuff. And then. But I slept a little bit today after I got the website done, which some good stuff on there today. If you haven't checked it out yet, HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Houston Sports and Stuff. I have Lamont did a political thing, and I've got a beer review of the quadruple IPA from Carbach.
Oh, nice.
Which the guys did a real good job with from Beer Chronicle. And then the daily update has all kinds of great stuff on it, some of which you'll hear on the show, but not all of it. But I try to give a quick overview of the day so you don't have to go waste your time on cron.com or any of those crap sites and go through slideshows and pop-ups. No slideshows, no pop-ups. That's our motto. I even turned down an advertiser the other day who wanted a pop-up. Said, nope, sorry. Like to have your money, but who's out there yelling now?
Barry.
Oh, is that Barry?
Yeah.
We got to do something about these walls that we can hear people 30 feet
it's
away
absurd.
Through headphones while a show's going on.
It's absurd, but that is what it is.
Yeah. So did you get a chance? Well, I guess you didn't watch much of the basketball then. Just sort of.
I watched the Warriors Spurs game, but okay. I watched it tape delayed.
Yeah, I had recorded the Cleveland game and watched some of it, but it was over pretty early, so wasn't much to that. What are they yelling about out there? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Something's got to be super hilarious.
Yeah, let me find out.
Yeah. I want to know what's so funny.
Yeah, this has got to be really pertinent.
I mean, it's
got to
be
that loud
amazing.
For that long. I feel like I'm listening to one of the satellite radio guys. Well, we can hear you. So now we want to know what you're actually saying.
What's so hilarious?
We were listening to Prime Cut, and man, that's good radio.
My joke.
Yeah, that was Raheel's joke, but I'm the one that had the cojones to come in here and tell you guys the truth.
Is that really what you were doing?
No, we were talking about doing a podcast where it was just a show where you never finished your point. Like you just be like, yeah, what did you think about that? And then we kind of did it right there in the hall, and it was amazing radio.
So, like, basically every show on 610.
Huh? So every show on 610?
Yeah.
That's awesome. See, that was worth it.
It's like children doing radio shows.
It is.
Don't you guys remember that 1560, like, that whole thing went away? Like, the whole the game went away?
It's still on the wall.
They stopped. Doing that, guys.
What?
This childish humor radio. We're trying to be adults now.
Oh, really?
No.
Have you done your segment yet?
No. Okay. That's an adult segment. That's adult content.
Oh, okay. Sure it
is. Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Did Joel tell you you were allowed to talk today?
Oh.
Get your ass out of here.
Wasn't allowed to talk on the show from what I heard, so maybe that's why he's here.
Never mind.
Just kidding. That is where Heel's just sitting back there going, I'm not getting involved in this. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I forgot what we were talking about even.
Yeah, it happens.
We're doing that thing where we start a point and then just get off track and never finish
it. Never finish it. Brooke asked, what are the odds LSU beats Bama next weekend? I don't think anybody's beating Bama. I know LSU fans are getting excited because their team has sucked less, but that Alabama team is just so far ahead of everybody else. I just don't see it. I don't see anybody beating them. I think right now, if Auburn plays like it did last week, Auburn could give them a run.
Yeah.
But I don't know that – I don't even trust in that. And – I think Alabama had their letdown when they
played Ole Miss.
When they played Ole Miss.
And Ole Miss wasn't good enough.
And Ole Miss couldn't get it done. And frankly, I don't think they were at their best against A&M. And A&M was able to hang around, but they weren't able to beat them. And I think A&M has more weapons than LSU on the whole. I don't think LSU has good enough quarterback play to beat them. That's what it takes. But we'll see. I mean, I'd love to see Alabama lose. Don't get me wrong. I do not like Alabama. I think Nick Saban is probably the greatest college coach ever. Although I prefer guys who went to the NFL and won too. Like, I'll take Pete Carroll and Jimmy Johnson over him if you give me a draft. But, and I think he's a terrible human being, but they're so much fun to watch because they're so well coached and they're so good. But yeah, I'd love to see him lose.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see him lose twice and not be in the playoff. But I'd also love for Scarlett Johansson to walk in here right now naked and say, hey, let's go to town.
It's possible.
No, it's not. Neither one of them are possible.
I would film it.
Trust me, we'd make a lot of money off of that. They'd be like, how drunk was she? My goodness.
Yeah. What's happened to her?
How the hell is she doing with that guy?
She sure has fallen off.
Man, I'm not going to say that. I blame those guys. I almost said something that would have wouldn't got me in trouble, but we'd have had to dump it. You know what, though? At least she'd get a clean-shaven guy.
Because
I'm telling you, thanks to those Harry's razors, I'm shaving every day, and I hate shaving. I've said this before. I really hated it. I hate going to the store to buy razors. It's just a pain in the butt, and I always wait too long, and then I'll keep the razor too long, and then it's like trying to mow a lawn or something, and you wind up getting cuts. That doesn't happen with Harry's because the razors get sent right to me, and I can be lazy. I can just have them delivered right to my door and get just enough to get me through the month, and I got more coming. And it's a great plan, and the blades are fantastic. Those five-blade razors are, you know, they will get everywhere you want to go, those hard-to-reach places. And I love the blades I had before. These are even better, and they didn't raise the price. They're still just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more that you'll pay if you go somewhere else.
And if you want to try them, good news. Harry's is so confident in their blades, they're going to send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, a five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel for free. Free! Get your free trial set when you subscribe. All you're paying is $3 for shipping. Plus, our listeners, you enter the code BLITZ at checkout, you get a post-shave balm for free. So that's four free things. You're just paying $3 shipping. And if you like it and you want to stick on with Harry's, guess what? You'll never pay a shipping charge again. It's harrys.com, 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 promo code BLITZ.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You know who's going to win the game, right? Now is the time to join the thousands of online players at MyBookie, because due to popular demand, MyBookie is extending their 100% bonus offer for one more week. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the 100% bonus offer, but you have to act this week to get your 100% bonus. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They have in-game live betting, so you can even place a bet after kickoff. And unlike some other websites you might find, MyBookie offers fast, no-hassle payouts when you win, real Vegas odds, and incredible player props. And due to popular demand, for one more week, MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar, up to $1,000 when you use the promo code RADIO. So join now. Pull out your smartphone and sign up with their user-friendly mobile site. You play, you win, you get paid. Visit MyBookie.lv or call 844-900-BETS and take advantage of the final week to get your 100% deposit bonus. Expert or rookie, you gotta check out MyBookie. Sign up today.
The wait is over. Dick's Sporting Goods is now open in Willowbrook, The Woodlands, Sugarland, and Humboldt. Plus, check out Dick's, Field & Stream, and Golf Galaxy under one roof in Katy and Friendswood. They're all filled with more of the latest gear from the best brands in sporting goods, golf, and the great outdoors.
Trick or treat, Jong's a geek.
Hey.
Visit Bedrock City Comics this week. If you don't, I don't care. I'll Hulk smash you over there. Bedrock City Comics Halloween sale at 5 Houston area locations is happening October 28th through Halloween. Visit BedrockCity.com to learn more.
She gets my sense of humor.
We're both huge baseball fans.
She loves my crazy family.
At Benbridge Jeweler, we know that it's rare to find the person you want to share your life with. That's why for over 100 years, our engagement experts have been helping couples select or custom create a ring that's just as one of a kind. With diamonds such as the rare and beautiful Signature Forever Mark diamond. Less than 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Signature Forever Mark. This hand-selected stone is responsibly sourced, then crafted with a special cut at Ben Bridge to bring out its brilliance. Simply put, it's one of the most stunning diamonds you'll ever see.
She's the one.
So come to Ben Bridge, and let's find the perfect Signature Forever Mark diamond ring for you.
Ben Bridge.
Visit us at the Galleria, Willowbrook Mall, Memorial City Mall, and benbridge.com.
Hi, Glenn Davis, host of Soccer Matters, and today I'm speaking on behalf of my favorite political party, the Bud Light Party. People say this country is divided, that we disagree on everything, but that's not true. We agree on a lot, like puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos. And three-day weekends, free parking, queso and margaritas, Messi and Ronaldo. You know what else everyone loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. So raise one right now and join the Bud Light Party and myself Wednesday nights. For the best in soccer talk.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Get your thumbs ready and come out to Revelry on Richmond Wednesday at 7 for the first ever Gamer Wall Madden Tournament. The winner takes home a copy of Madden, credit on thegamerwall.com, and a chance to go to the big game in February. You can even sign up using the promo code Revelry. Just log on to thegamerwall.com. You did a tournament out there once.
I did. It's a pretty cool place for the FIFA tournament, yeah? Which I'd never played FIFA before.
Did you at least beat somebody?
No.
Did you get some little short guy who looked like he played soccer his whole life?
They put me up against a guy who was the worst one there.
That's
apparently
cool.
And he still beat me 1-0 in extra time. He beat me on shootout.
Oh, okay.
That's what the rule was.
Oh.
And I didn't know how to work the shootout thing, and no one would tell me. So the guy beat me.
Thanks for the help, guys.
Yeah. They didn't want me to win. I didn't want to win anyway. I didn't want to play a second game. I don't like that game. Madden, that's a different story.
You win a Madden game if you win this, but to be good enough to win it, don't you already have to have one?
Probably.
Theoretically. But still, it'll be a good time. Get out there. You got a chance to go to the big game. And Revelry's a cool-ass place, too. All right. We never get to talk about poker anymore. So just want to do a very brief thing because I don't know if you you saw this, but there's this British guy who's been all over TV because he's just an a-hole. His name's William Kasouf. And he gets into it with this Canadian guy and just starts berating him.
At the table?
At the table. And the British guy has pocket kings. And he's trying to decide whether to go all in or not, which obviously he's going to do at that stage. And the Canadian woke up to pocket aces. So we have the exchange here. And go ahead.
Just kidding.
Any minute now.
Whoa. Okay.
Sorry, hold on.
Oh, man.
He's going to raise it up to 875. Well, Kasuf, oh, my. Two black kings. Kasuf in middle position. And he re-raises to 2.3 million. Long fold, so back to Benger with the aces.
I have to find out where I am. I think I'm ahead at the moment. I think you need to get lucky. I don't know if you always get lucky as Gordon. No shame in passing. I'm the best hand at the moment. Otherwise, you'd have called by now. So I must have you beat, right? We can talk, heads up. Don't be shy. All the folks watching at home. At least crack a smile. Oh, incoming. Really? Just to Hollywood, right? How many miles from here to Hollywood, do you know? It's like 230 miles, something, from here to Hollywood. Do we know? How many miles from here to Hollywood?
And there's a four bet to 5.6 million. Back at you, Will.
So I'll take it if I ship it. You're not passing, then. Well, this could be the one, then. Have you got me covered or have I got you covered? How much do you have at the start of the hand?
Benger takes the fifth.
That's not allowed. Can y'all say?
Canadian guy's quiet.
He's over 15. He's 17, staring. 18 at least.
It's one of these coolers again, really, back to back. If you got it, you got it, right? Well, big hand, I don't think I can pass.
No, the Canadian.
You got me beat. You got me beat. It's perfect, isn't it? I can't call, it's either all in or pass. What do you want me to do? You want me to go all in or fold? Talk to me. You don't say anything, I'm after ship it. You want to gamble? I'm not here to lad, I'm here to win it. Play for the win, right? You doing the same? Or are you going to wait for the next pay jump at 15? 90K is 90K, right? That's the main event for the next 9 years.
Clock.
I think I might have to.
You're just an abusive person, man. It's not funny. It's not a
abusive?
Game.
Why,
you're being abusive to me.
How am I being abusive?
You're being abusive. It's called verbal abuse. What you're doing to me is verbal abuse.
You're not even gaining any information. He's
what
not
you're doing
to you,
is so verbal abuse. Why you're is a bully. Abuse? It's rude. It's mean.
It's called speech play.
It's not about, no, it's not up. Called speech play. It's called being a bad person. You should
How's
really check
person?
Yourself.
Why?
Check your privilege.
This is called speech play.
Check your privilege.
I'm trying to get information.
Check your privilege. You're a rude person.
I'm not a rude person.
You're a rude person. It's verbal abuse. This is what it feels like. See, now you look at. He's not your daddy. He's not going to help you. Stop. No one is going
to
help you. No one is going to help you.
Cool speech,
but that is 5.6 million chips.
5.6?
That is what the bet is.
5.6 chips, okay. Yeah, I understand that. I'm trying to get information from
no,
you.
No, you're verbally abusing me.
It's not verbal abuse.
Yes, it is. Ask anyone else here. Okay. Your word against okay. theirs.
You want to gamble? Okay, I'm all in.
I call.
Let's go.
Woo! Come on, baby.
Tell me the aces held up.
The aces held up, yeah.
Oh, that would have been the worst ever for now, that Canadian. He would have killed himself.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I don't like people who talk about verbal abuse. And like yeah. He sounds like a safe space guy to
he
me.
He does. He does. But what he did was brilliant.
He got triggered.
I also don't like somebody who's just constantly on and on and on. Like, but it got him on TV, so that's why I was doing it. But I think what the Canadian guy did was brilliant. I think that was a total... Because if that guy had pocket tens or something, I think he would have goaded him into going all in just like that by starting the verbal abuse thing. So I think the whole thing from the Canadian was totally an act to get that guy pissed off.
Hmm.
That's the kind of thing you would do, be honest. Although you'd be talking with him the whole way. So.
I do that all the time.
I know, but you do that kind of stuff. I mean, a good player would do that. And just watch him because he's not going to say anything. And you've got aces, right? So... At that point, I want the guy to go all in.
Of course.
And if he's just going to keep talking, and at that point, if I didn't know he had kings, I would have thought, well, he's got jacks or tens or king jack or something like that. And, yeah, I would have done the same thing. I would have just acted offended and acted like, you're being mean to me, you're being mean to me. You know, force him all in, and then, oh, yeah, I call. And it was kind of fun. If you get a chance to watch a video, it was just... Something different.
Now, I had to speed it up a little bit. Not speed it up, but I cut out a lot of chip shuffling, and I cut out the end. So it went from like a 9-minute video to a 2.5.
That was a 9-minute exchange.
It was a nine.
Yeah, that's what made it worse. The guy didn't shut up the whole 9 minutes.
Yeah. So the guy's sitting there, and maybe every 5 to 10 seconds he would say something. So I had to cut out some of the chip shuffling, but he wasn't talking like that. Constantly,
but of that 9 minutes, I said he probably spoke for about 7.5.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, you got to put on those headphones at that point and just pretend like you can't hear the dude.
The thing is, I couldn't understand a word he's saying anyway because he's English.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
I've had guys try to talk crap to me at the table where I don't understand what they're saying. I'm just kind of like, yo, brother, sorry.
Yeah.
And then when he got eliminated, he was like walking around, telling everybody good game and whatnot, and people didn't like him at all. They all got up and they shook his hand, but they were kind of glad that he was gone.
Of course.
Because apparently he's been doing this the whole tournament, and that's why he got on ESPN so much. Yeah, they threw out the check your privilege. Everybody's doing the check your privilege thing. But, yeah, I honestly believe, though, that Bender did that on purpose to get him to go all in.
Smart play.
It is. Now, and he called the clock on him first and then did it.
Right.
Which, I have to say, I admire the hell out of that. That's just.
Somebody else called the clock on him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he started it as soon as the clock was called.
It was the other guy that was talking while the exchange was happening. He was the one that called clock, I believe.
Okay. That was fun. I kind of miss. I'm
not going to lie. It would have been funny if the king, would have hit the flop.
Because you imagine what that guy would have said after that.
And when the cards were flipped over, he was like, I don't even care if I win. I don't care. I don't care if these hold up. Because my life is fine. You are a horrible person. And I had to cut all that out just because it would have been like a 5-minute video.
Oh, I would have liked that, though. But he cared.
He did care. Trust me. But he still had more chips in him, so he still would have been alive, but he would have been crippled. Even so, yeah, that's one of those where, and yeah, I've been a-hole at the table before, I admit it. I don't do it much anymore because it's not fun.
Yeah.
It used to be fun to get in people's heads like that, but I could see doing the whole you're a mean person thing to get them to shove all in. So, all right, just
whatever gets the job
done. We never get to do poker stuff anymore. So I just want to throw that out there since the World Series is going on.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Look, it's the weather's changing. It's nice out. You want to spend more time in the backyard, but maybe you've got an old ugly patio, or maybe you've got a fading pool deck. You don't like spending time out there because it's ugly. Well, Allied's got you covered. Call Allied Outdoor Solutions. They'll let them help you get started on fixing that. 713-465-0400. They can help you out with Carvestone. Carvestone gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored to your place, so it looks great. It's very durable, twice as strong as concrete, and they stand behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. If that's not what you need, no problem. They can help you with a custom outdoor kitchen, outdoor water, fire features. They can do patio covers. They can do it all in your backyard. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a Carvestone overlay and get the look and feel of real stone for way less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Left my homie's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to dig since the 12th grade.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.